happy now moment, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with you, as always. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here. And we just ask that you bring an open mind and an open heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you will be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, if you're a longtime P-Head listener, you know I have been diligently working on producing episodes for my new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video talk show, Optimistic. Well, after a year plus in the making, I am thrilled to announce that we will be releasing Season 1's episodes weekly beginning March 15th, and I'm asking for your help to spread the love and to let your friends and family know about Optimistic when it's released. In exchange for taking a minute to share our Episode 1 teaser video on March 15th, or whenever you're hearing this, up through the end of April, we're giving you monthly memberships to not one, but two consciousness-expansive online content portals from two of my very favorite teachers and healers that are valued at over $50 a month, as well as entering your name into a drawing to win a free week at the Mystic Manor for a retreat immersion valued at $2,950, where the winner will be chosen in April. Otherwise, if you're interested in hearing more details about the rewards you'll receive for supporting, we'll send you a video that goes into detail when you text the word Mystic to the number 22999. You can also go to optimistic.tv to see several other videos, including the Optimistic show trailer and two videos that discuss the week-long retreat immersion, as well as details of what the Mystic Manor immersion entails and how you can book a week to come stay with us, even if you don't win the raffle. All right, all you positive heads, here we grow again. I am, you've guessed it, not alone. I am surviving the zombie apocalypse with five beautiful, beautiful thorns around me. I am the rose in the center, of course. And yeah, as my mom always says, a rose between two thorns when me and my brother are on either side of her. So shout out, Mom, if you're listening. How are you ladies doing today? Are we we're surviving. It is, wow.
We're not surviving, we're thriving.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that correction. Thrival, not survival. Yeah, it's really, really interesting around here, guys, with, you know, the impending launch of Optimistic on Sunday. I'm recording this. This is, as of this recording, it is, it's Friday the 13th.
Is it really?
It's Friday. Oh my gosh, how funny is that?
I love it.
It's Friday, March 13th. We're releasing episode 1 of Optimistic on March 15th. By the way, if you want to join that launch, text the word Mystic to 22999. And so it's been a trip because not only is the world freaking out over the coronavirus stuff, but our internet went down out of nowhere yesterday when we need it the most for all the things we're doing release related. And luckily I have all these beautiful ladies around me for moral support and all levels of support. And we're of course just powering through it all. Yeah, it's an interesting time. I feel like, you know, for me personally, it being such an intense personal moment of birthing something, a powerful virus into the world, a positive virus, as I often say. And so it's so interesting to watch all of this unfolding and then hitting the hiccups. Like, I mean, what's the chances of our internet going down here right when we need it the most? Like today we need to upload like gigabytes of data.
No one to fix it until next Tuesday.
Yeah, right. So
not that it goes down, but that there's no one available.
Of course. So of course we're scrambling and, you know, finding workarounds and going to friends' houses. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about all of you. Who's feeling bravest to speak up and share a little bit about their journey here at the Mystic Manor? Oh, and by the way, for anyone out there who's happened to be listening for the first time ever, so the five ladies here with me are all here on retreat at the Mystic Manor this week, where you can come if you're brave enough to immerse yourself into the transformational vortex that is this place. It's a week of workshops and chef vegan prepared meals and you know, just magical connection here at this. It truly is a hub of consciousness, and so many incredible people that come through throughout the week, in addition to everyone that's living here, in addition to the retreat guest. So if you guys are interested in that, check out optimistic.tv, or you can schedule a call to discuss dates to come at calendly.com/mystic deal. But so the point of these Friday episodes when guests are here is for them to share a little bit about their experience and whatever else is bubbling up in their lives in general. So they're basically the P-Head representatives of the moment, representing all of you out there listening. So out of you that are here with me, who cares to share something about their experience so far this week?
Let it go. Okay, I'll go.
Not everyone at once. Not everyone at once.
Okay.
And maybe introduce yourself each time as well.
I'm Carol, and happy to be here. Been listening to the podcast over a year now, and you know, was just searching YouTube for some kind of positive podcast. I listened to a lot while I was commuting here in LA. I live in LA. And so always good to pass the time with a good podcast. So that's how I found.
It's the only way to keep your sanity in LA,
yes,
if you're driving
in traffic. An hour to go 8 miles was my normal commute. So,
mm-hmm.
So just about the right amount of time to listen to a podcast.
Right.
Recently with health events, I am healing from melanoma. I've been in treatments for 6 months. And I thought, you know, I heard about the retreat, and I thought, wow, you know what? I really want to go, and I kind of can't really justify, since I'm not working, spending the money. But then the deal came in, and I said,
Yeah. For those of you who are wondering what that is, for March and April, because people travel less, we basically did a crazy deal for you to come if you're willing to share a room with someone. It's $1,333 instead of $2,950 for the week. So, but you share a room with someone. And now we have the coronavirus, so of course everyone wants to travel. So who knows what the deal will be next. I'll pay you guys to come.
This is the best place
right.
to be.
It really is.
I'm glad though that worked out, you know,
yeah,
so that for people who otherwise couldn't afford it are able to be here, and it just, it's all divine.
And really my, you know, whole reasoning for wanting to come is to, you know, deepen my meditation practice and just understanding what I could be doing for myself other than, you know, pharmaceutical ways of healing. Mm. And it's just been, you know, absolutely the right place for me to be, because I think after 6 months I was starting to lag a little bit on my meditation, on everything I was doing for myself. Very strong at the beginning of, you know, of my work, and it's definitely kickstarted my resolve for healing myself and the things I need to do.
Beautiful.
So I felt really, really great. And every single experience I've had has just built on the last one. From the beginning with Samantha, you know, the first day that was intense. And then Damiana, you can't see me, but my hands are glowing. To the sessions yesterday with Mary Beth and Leah, and just being here and the food, I feel really like clean. It's really, you know, I felt really good.
Beautiful.
Really, like I've done the magic. I've done the work.
Yes, you have co-created the magic here.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like sometimes people are nervous about coming or like, oh, I'm not like spiritual enough or whatever. And I'm like, every single person who set foot in here is as worthy and valid and necessary for this place to be what it is as I am, as the person who helped to kind of steward it all. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone is worthy just by the fact that you are a human and brave enough to come into 3D reality, much less here. Like, you're worthy and you co-created it. So I'm super grateful for that.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Is there any particular moment that was a highlight for you so far?
Well, I would say, gosh, so many. yesterday with Mary Beth, I think a highlight with me was she does, for those that don't know, she does QHHT, so you know, kind of a hypnotic...
quantum healing...
hypnosis technique.
You would know.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I really had a conversation with my higher self about how to communicate, how we're going to communicate with each other and signals that,
cool.
My higher self is going to give me.
That's cool.
Yes, no, and maybe.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to be working on that. I used it last night when I was trying to figure out what to eat for dinner.
Wow. Higher self Morse code kind of thing?
Yeah.
I like that. That's super cool.
Yeah, so I think that's a big highlight. And that's something I can, you know, take into my daily life.
Yeah, it makes me think of my guest recently, and her name is escaping me off the top of my head. Kimberly Meredith, I think it was, who... she communicates with Holy Spirit, she claims, and feels, and that the method they communicate with her is through blinking. Did any of you guys hear that episode?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, it's an interesting, you know, interesting technique. A lot of, if there's a lot to say, you're like, why is that lady blinking so much?
It's not so obvious.
Yeah. Right. Good. Nice. That works out. So, who else has something to share?
I'm Claudia. Claudia.
Claudia.
Yes, is my name. I'm from Chicago. And I had listened to the podcast, started listening to it. Coworker Tierra introduced me to it at a time where I just really needed a lot of positivity in my life. And there was a lot of changes happening in my life, so I just kind of needed something that was going to not only ground me, but keep me moving forward in a positive way. And so the variety of your show just kind of really allowed me to take little bits from here and there to fit into my own puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't really know much about the Mystic Manor until about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
When I had last listened to I was listening to your podcast in order. So I was
all 1,200 episodes in that 3 weeks, right?
So, well, the past 2 years before that. And so I was on episode 500 when it was just an idea. So listen to it again, and it was in the present moment, and it was happening, and you were having guests, and this deal was happening. I was like, how can I not go?
Yeah.
So just kind of all aligned, and the part that I didn't say is that a little voice in my head was like, just listen to the most recent, because I was going in order.
Yeah.
Listen to the most recent, and that's what I did, and it brought me here, and flights were really affordable, so it just all worked out.
Thank you, coronavirus. You did some good.
Yeah, and I didn't really come with any expectations. I've always been a planner, and I've always known that I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, and this is how I'm going to do it. But this time around, I was like, well, I think it's just coming, and I'm just going to flow with it, and I'm going to go, and we'll see what happens. I know that there was going to be workshops, but I didn't really know exactly what it was going to be. But something told me that whatever it was going to be perfect just for me and the group that was going to be here. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's been, right? Mm-hmm. It's been, like Carol said, one, I just call them events, they just seem to build on the other and have been very, for me personally, very healing, reaffirming, and strengthening. Because I've been able to shed, and I'm going to get a little emotional, but I've been able to shed just a lot, just shedding this old skin, shedding a lot of grief and a lot of trauma, and just being okay with it, and letting it be with me, but at the same time letting it flow and letting it go, and accepting the new, and being excited about the new things to come.
Beautiful.
It's been magical.
Oh, yeah. You are magical. You're she's so glowy and like angelic. You have the most angelic presence. And one of the things that I always recommend, and some of you out there hearing, or maybe some of you here listening, and some of you here maybe have heard me talk about the book The Little Soul in the Sun before. Anytime I hear anyone speak about trauma, I always want to recommend that book, which it's downstairs in the little library area.
I actually took a picture of it because I'm going to buy it for my kids.
Good. Yeah, it's like my favorite all-time book, and it speaks to, you know, trauma and challenging things that require or invite us into forgiveness, rather. Mm. And so, yeah, highly, highly recommend that book, especially if you have little ones, too. I mean, anyone. It's my favorite. It's a children's book, but, you know. It's for us all. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. I want to hear about Kristen and Rachel's first. Oh. Like,
okay. I can start if you want. Okay, so my name is Rachel Cook, and there's two Rachels here, that's why I put my last name. I'm here with my mom, who is a returning guest, actually. I live in Los Angeles, and yeah, being able to come here together has been really special. We've always had, like, a close connection, but, like, coming here and really, just really getting to connect on a whole nother level has been the most powerful, amazing experience pretty much ever, I think. Wow. I mean, yes. I think we would agree.
Wow.
It's just, the whole week has really just been about feeling and allowing myself to be seen and seeing other people and just really being here. And it's just been incredible. Oh, yeah. I was a little nervous about coming, and last week was a heavy week, and I was like, okay, I think the Mystic Manor is going to be the perfect place for me to be, of course, and then adding on top of it, getting to be here with my mom. Just like, woo, I made it here.
I did it.
Yeah.
My name's Kristen. I'm Rachel's mom, and I'm just Kristen also. Oh my gosh, and it's so, I'm feeling so overwhelmed right now that it's hard to speak. So overwhelmed with gratitude. I feel so like everything has been perfect. We had a group of five beautiful women, and we all, I think, helped each other. I know when Claudia went and shared some things, it brought up things for me, and we were able to hold each other. And that was one of my intentions, too, is just to be able to step more into my full beautiful woman that I am and not be ashamed of it or feel like I need to hide. And we got to do that for each other. And for my relationship with my daughter, I wonder if I can even describe this, but I got to have this beautiful baby, and then until yesterday or the day before, and we were doing this eye gazing exercise, we realized we didn't truly know each other in the way that we are as a, like, soul, on a soul level. Like, I had this baby, and we're in this world. We come in, and it's like I had this little person to mold and create into what I thought the world had conditioned me to believe I should do with this little human, which is so backwards. It's so backwards. Rather than having this little light of love come into my life and go, oh, who are you? Let me see what you have to offer. I'm here to serve you and to honor this divine creation and watch it unfold and support that. Instead of that, I did what I was taught to do. And no, you know, it's just that we get to hear, we got through, especially Damiana's way of expressing it, to really just be the way we are meant to be here, which is we're in this body to experience and have
feelings.
This are feelings, and it is called sensation, and to enjoy the sensation of being here and not label the uncomfortable ones as bad, like we've been conditioned to do.
Right.
Oh, so relieved.
Liberating.
Liberated. And I'm excited, like Claudia said, to really fully step into. This is my second time here, and the last time was very different. So I wanted to say, too, wherever you're at, you'll be met where you're at.
Mm.
And then if you get to come as a guest, too, please stay in touch with your other friends and guest mates, or whatever you want to call them, and bring it out into the world, because we all need to take this love we found here and shine it out into everywhere you go. Hello, grocery store person. How are you today? You know, really, everywhere. So
everywhere you go, you're there waiting for yourself.
I could talk for an hour about how wonderful it's been here. So I'll be quiet.
Well, you're such a wonderful addition to the place, you know, and now you've been here a few times, and it just feels like, oh, of course you're here flitting around, like doing all the cool things that you do. I mean, you two together are just like the coolest duo. I it really reminds me of my relationship with Bradley, my son, where I feel like he's been the dad more times than I have in any lifetime. And Kristen, you're so childlike, you know, and I feel like that's how I am. Like, we're like we're the older ones, but we're like so childlike, and they're so like mature and put together. And it's like,
but you know, it's the boy girl version of each other.
It's so cool. I love it, and it's been so awesome to watch. And you know, you guys out there listening who have heard before know that Friday is the day that I actually make time. I block off my schedule to spend with everyone who's here. So we start out the morning with this podcast. So one of the things that I thought about that would be in the future, I'd really like if there's a way, even maybe Saturday or Sunday, if everyone doesn't fly out early, to record the podcast a little bit later, because there's still like so much more, you know? And so for me, I'm just super excited. I get to spend the day with all of you and in one-on-one time with each of you. It's definitely the funnest day. Fridays are the funnest days for me for these retreats. So I'm excited. I get to come out of my little office working and join the fun now. So then there was one.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ray. Also Rachel. But, you know, wherever I go, there's always a million Rachels. So somewhere in middle school, I decided to go by Ray when there were multiple Rachels. And so I'm Ray also. And there's just been so much healing here this week. And it's beautiful to watch. And for me, I wasn't sure what I was going to get out of this experience. And I just knew that I felt called. I'm in a period of transition in my marriage relationship and in my life. I'm moving geographically. I'm moving in all of these different ways. My career is going undergoing another slight transition. And I'm at this nexus point. And I kind of knew all year I wanted to be here. And things weren't quite right. I had a conversation with Bradley that lasted 2 hours, and it was so close. It was so close, but it was like not quite right. Then the March-April thing came up at the same time as basically, you know, circumstances in my life changed where I felt I could invest in this. And so I just got a big yes, and I'm here. And it's just been like I showed up in this place of just so much density, you know, and not in a bad way. One of the things that's been special for me is, you know, I'm coming into this very high vibrational space, and I'm the co-founder of an organization called Seek Healing, and we provide healing experiences that are grounded in human connection, and that's so much what's also happening here, and so much of that is just being able to show up. And I had an interesting feeling about showing up in what I felt was a lower vibrational state and just being authentically exactly where I was in this place of grief and in this place of sadness. And it's been really amazing to also have the same kind of experience I might have at home with the Seek Healing community of just showing up authentically where I am, being held, being received, and just having that allowed to be. There's no judgment. And you know, and that's so important. And it feels like home here. And in some ways, it's sort of like what we have going on in Asheville feels like a little East Coast enclave of the same kinds of healing experiences. And I think for me, paying to be here, it was less paying for the healing experiences because we're offering them for free, but it was like paying for the optimistic, paying towards optimistic, paying towards the message getting out. And, you know, and one of the beautiful things I think about this is that, you know, whenever you come into a space like this and we come in and we heal with each other and we talk to each other and we grow with each other and we witness this experience, I mean, just being seen by all of you guys, as I was just having, I mean, I've also, I'm, my relationship with food has just been in this really complicated place. And you guys have all just held space and witnessed as I went from this place of just conflict about it. And then yesterday, with these incredible sessions, getting this, this validation of this path and like watching Rachel and Kristen have this just healing of these mother wounds. And it's like, I saw this whole like lineage of women and, and trauma and stuff. And we just got to be in the room when it was healed. And same thing with Claudia, like just holding space as we're just living and going through. And for me, and like, we had this session with Sam that was all about old stories. And I'm also training, in training to be a therapist. So I've been doing therapy. And so, so much of what I do is it's been actually really cool to be here as a participant instead of a facilitator. And really just allowing myself to be in a space of, you know what, I need healing. Usually I'm helping other people identify their story and live a different story. And I because I've been listening to this podcast, I'm one of those people, I'm one of those geeks that's listened to literally every single one. And I wasn't listening from the beginning, but what happened a couple of years ago, I had a, you know, a dark night of the soul and a spiritual awakening, and my prayer and meditation practice, you know, there's so much value in starting your day. I just call it the most benign brainwashing, and it's exactly it. You know, that daily dose of high vibration and carrying that through my day. And I'll admit, like, you know, pretty much for the last 2 years, whenever I've been doing chores, dishes, cleaning, taking the trash out, you know, a lot of self-care things, even just like showering, I've had positive head on in the background. And so much of it just, it's just, it's been a part of my life. So being here in the morning, it was actually, I automatically put my phone on and my thumb went to the podcast app and I'm like, or Brandon's voice.
Or I can just go to breakfast.
Or I can just go have breakfast. You know, but I felt so called, and it's you, you got the guests that you're with, it's all divine and it's all perfect. Carol and I, we both like have this Jewish heritage, and
we're Jewish redheads.
We're Jewish redheads, and we both have these amazing sessions with one of us started with Mary Beth and the other one started with Leah, and then we switched. So we just had this intense day yesterday, and for me, the experience I had with Leah was so profound. After the week of grieving and shedding and coming alive, it was sort of like it spiritually anchored in this way of being. All I know is that I woke up today. I mean, I felt so heavy a couple days ago, and I woke up this morning after these sessions, and I felt so alive. I felt so
I think you were singing.
I was. I was. Like, I mean, really. Like, I don't know if you guys would know. I'm like Brandon. I'm like you. Like, I walk around in this, like, super enthusiasm. And it's just, that's just my space and my energy. And I walked in here this week in a heavy place. And, like, being able to just accept and love that I was in a heavy place and have that be okay. Yeah. But also feel myself come awake. And She got in touch with some higher soul and guides and you know, I'm apparently this scientist ethicist soul, which is, of course, I am. I'm a neuroscientist, I'm a neuroethicist in life. And as I've been following these synchronicities over the last year, like between being led to seek healing and creating this program in the world that I can then study human connection, how human connection is actually changing the brain and how human connection is actually a spiritual experience as well. So I've been reflecting that, you know, this is like a spiritual vibrational upgrade, but so much of the content of what we've been doing at the Mystic Manor are connection experiences. Mm-hmm. We've been connecting with each other's souls, with mm-hmm. each other's being. We've been witness to each other's healing. Mm-hmm. And having
the eye gazing exercises.
Oh,
amazing.
My God, the eye gazing exercises.
So simple.
Yes. So simple.
So powerful.
I can't wait to go home and like do that with every single person.
And just and just holding each other. Yeah. I mean, like Rachel and I had two like consecutive experiences where we got paired to do this eye gazing thing, and it was just this energy that came out. It was sort of like it almost, I don't know if you felt like it sort of set a stage for then like having another healing experience with other people, like your mom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was sort of like, it was an easy way. Like I felt this maternal energy coming out of me and just holding Rachel, just this, seeing Rachel as this beautiful person and knowing that that was sort of, if you don't mind my sharing, like where she was at with just like going through this journey of allowing herself to feel safe being seen, and then I was sort of a person to do that with, and then she was safe enough to let her mother see her, and like it's all of these puzzle pieces that are coming together, and and you know, we like having this, so we all came here to really to seek healing through connection, which is what my whole life is about. And and it's on the background of this coronavirus thing, which has also just been the coolest contrast. Because every time we go out in the world, it's just like, oh my goodness.
The shelves are empty. Like.
The shelves are empty. People are freaking out. And, you know, it's almost not even real from inside of here.
Yeah, it's a bubble for sure.
But you know, with the fear and everything else, this morning I think I posted it on the Positive Heads group if you guys want to go see it. But somebody else on Facebook posted this thing about connection and really about the coronavirus and how we're all going through our lives and we don't think, you know, all of these economic processes that just have an engine behind them and how are we ever going to change, and we're all stuck in these patterns, and here we have this virus that
pattern
comes
disruptor
along, like that. Mm-hmm. And we're all, and it can just change like that. And it's showing us how quickly we actually can change these energetic patterns. I just had this feeling with all of this necessary for health reasons isolation, we're about to have this super conscious experience with what it, and I just feel called to say this right now, with what it means to be isolated from each other and to be conscious of being isolated to each other. And I think some of us are going to realize it's not that different from how we've been living. That there's, I think that that's really, it's going to enter into a lot of our consciousness that we have been disconnected. And for others of us, you know, who have been more connected, we're going to be really appreciating the space that we don't have. You know, we'll have virtual spaces to be together. And so I feel like a virus that causes us all to need to be separate in order to stay safe is just going to bring into human consciousness at this super critical time how important it is to create spaces and healing spaces together.
Connection.
And that contrast, and that's what's coming through. And for us to step back and listen, and how are we taking care of our bodies? How are we taking care of our spirits? How are we taking care of our psyches? And really giving us the space to create these rituals and break the patterns of our daily lives and do it. And it's an opportunity for all of us. And, you know, like in the spirit of sort of Positive Head and finding the beauty and the contrast, I just think that it's incredible that we're here during this particular week.
Yeah. It's a very powerful week for you guys to be here. And this feels like such a powerful group. I'm so lit up and excited to hear your feedback and your stories. Cause like I said, you know, a lot of the week for me at this stage, out of necessity, I'm behind the scenes doing things and not spending as much time connecting as I would love to. And in the future, I envision there will be more room for that with the retreat guests. So when I get to drop in like this and just see how all the optimistic fam has been supporting, and of course I've seen it and we have been interacting, but not, you know, not deep dive workshops or anything like that with you guys. So it's so good to hear and see and feel, you know, what all is happening and how powerful it's been for each and every one of you. And none of it would exist without you. So I'm just so grateful.
For you. Thank you.
Yeah, it takes us all, right, to co-create this experience. And I think what Ray was just saying is, like, the future is all about coming together. There's great podcasts and books and videos and so much content more than ever to help keep us, our vibration, elevated on a daily basis. there's no replacing us coming together and creating a unified field of, hey, we're all here for the same reason, to lift each other up and to break through old patterns, and to see that happening, and how brave it is for you, all of you, to do it. Because I see people who are conditioned in who haven't made that choice yet. And it's interesting. I see people sometimes even who've come in here who normally maybe wouldn't be in this community. And there's a lot of like transformational work or whatever happening, or workshop or something. And you can almost see it. They're diverting. They're like, they don't want to engage too much because it and I think it comes up for people before they even get here sometimes. Like an ayahuasca journey, my friend who's been doing them for 25 years, leading them, goes, a lot of times people's egos, right before they're about to go in, will come up with all kinds of excuses. How do I get out of this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because there's a part of you that sort of, in a sense, gets transmuted or dies. And I think that part of yourself is like, no, survival. Like, how do I divert? How do I not look you in your eyes, right? Because I'm going to have to get really intimate into me, right? Intimacy. And that is, if you notice, you know, for the most part, society is avoiding true intimacy. And so doing that here with each of you is just like, seeing everyone do it is so warm and fuzzy and beautiful.
And what that reminds me of is like that, you know, that when that ego steps in and resists the change, and I don't, you know, it almost reminds me of what happens, you know, in an addiction before you hit a bottom, before you hit a state of surrender, where there's just a holding on to this pattern, holding on to this behavior and substance that's not serving, holding on, like, just your life depends on it, because if you let it go, there's so much vulnerability, there's so much fear in the change, and you know, that ego structure really just wants to hold on to itself. And because we're in pain, for me, this has been an addiction healing journey. You know, I came here in an active state with food addiction, and just in a really painful place, and noticing that resistance in myself, you know, here, like just the denial in the first 2 days, and
the Nile's not just a river in Egypt.
Oh my gosh! You know, but really, but the just sort of the feeling of divine purpose in that, you know, having that, and then between that being open, having a session where I got confirmation that what my body is telling me it needs, or rather needs to not have, is actually really, really in divine order for what I need to maintain my vibration, and hearing that from guides. I don't know. It's
validation.
It really, really, really was. And waking up today just inspired to serve it. But yeah, letting go of those patterns.
It's so powerful to see, like, you know, like you, for example, Ray, showing up. It's something that I always say on the show. It's like, we teach best what we most need to learn. And that humility, I mean, Ray, you did a like epic TED Talk. And Rachel has, both the Rachels have these incredible, cool influences in the world. And yet there's no pretense. There's no ego. There's all this humility. And I believe, you know, humility is such a superpower. And that's why people are always like, you know, bring up sometimes about the possibility of there being a guru kind of energy or complex ever here, or could be. And I'm just like, to me, that's laughable, because I'm just like,
it's not like that at all.
Humility is everything. It's like, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. And if you're really in tune, it's like, okay, I'm here to learn first and foremost, and teach second. And so I just applaud that, and all of you, and, you know, you two that have like all this influence and have done these cool things. And it, you know, it's just such a beautiful reflection to me, because it's how I really strive to show up in the world.
And I really want to thank you on that note. I don't know if, Rachel, you've experienced this, but having given that TED Talk, and like, it's this weird thing, experiencing internet celebrity and meeting people who you had the honor of impacting their lives and impacting their recovery or the course of their anythings. And they come up to you and they're just like, oh my God, it's so amazing to meet you.
Yeah, and put you on a pedestal.
But it creates separation. It creates this feeling of separation. And dealing with that and being like, no. Yeah. Trust me. I'm right there with you in the brokenness, and I love you.
Yeah, all right.
And you modeled this answer that I've given, and my co-founder, I know, also struggles with this, of just saying to people when they say that, like, I'm a reflection of you. Mm. Like, I, you know, thank you for that. You're here, we're interacting because I'm a reflection of you. This is, we're all one. And having that as just a way to deflect in a way that brings us closer and kind of eliminates that separation, Yeah, that was, thank you for that. Yeah, and, but I get it, right? Because people come in the space, they're like, oh my God, it's so amazing to meet you. And you're like, I'm a human having a really bad week. Who's not on my highest goal. And like some guest here had some telekinetic experience and blew the circuits of the internet. And I think I was talking to somebody on the Positive Head podcast. I'm not saying anything had to do with that. Just saying, kind of synchronistic, that I was just talking to someone on the Positive Head podcast about how high vibrational spiritual experiences around certain humans, electrical systems go haywire. Total coincidences, right? Absolute it. You know, it doesn't matter. It's felt synchronous, and I feel called to be like, I don't remember who it was in the Positive Head groups, but shout out.
Yeah.
The internet went down. Like, it worked perfectly, and then we had these sessions. It was during our sessions.
Into the session.
Yes.
Everything was like, launch, everything's going. It was almost like the world.
Yeah, it was like Carol and I
was like, this is not happening.
Yeah, Mary Beth and Carol were connecting with our higher selves and our guides, and like by the end of that time period, the internet was dead.
Yes.
Saying it.
For a week. We got 5 days
for a week.
Back.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, what has your experience been? This Rachel, on
Rachel Cook Rachel.
Rachel Cook Rachel, having such a huge influence out there. I'm sure you've experienced a lot of people putting you on a pedestal, and you have so much humility. How have you dealt with that?
You know, actually, as Ray was speaking about that, I remember having an experience where I was in a place where I was getting people coming up to me all the time, and I was like wanting to feel so connected to these people and like thankful, but I was having some kind of like weird struggle with it, and I was like, what is that? Like, and I realized it was because I felt that separation, and I don't want that. Like, I want it to feel like a community. Like, come up and say hi and let's connect. But I, like you were saying, like, I'm just like you. So I think that was a struggle for me, and once I realized that, I was able to just focus on like just being there with these people, and let me give you a hug, and sure, if you want to take a picture, it's cool. But realizing why I was struggling with that helped me a lot. And through this whole week, I've just been so inspired and excited to just share my experience and share this positivity, because I've definitely taken my Instagram and kind of made it around what I think people want to see, and just used it, you know, for work and to make money or whatever. Mm-hmm. But just like really taking that power back and being like, I can share what I really
want with
am.
This power.
Yeah, like, and be authentic on social media again. And, you know, I've always like kind of gone there and then pulled back and been like, this is a little scary. Like, I don't know if I really want to share my true self.
Yeah.
But just being like, you know what? No, this is what would bring me the most joy, and I could positively impact other people. And I mean, it's a really huge opportunity, and I'm like feeling so inspired to actually go for it this time. So I'm so excited.
And I really feel you on that, because my professional, you know, it's been so hard on social media, coming into a place, forget outing myself in this sort of setting. Yeah, that's huge. Okay. Scary. No, but I'm a scientist, and I'm an academic, and I publish, and I have this, you know, I've worked with the governments and military, and I have this professional persona that's absolutely there, and being authentic within that space has felt very scary and very threatening. And I feel like I'm just taking these little baby steps towards maybe just modeling that you can have
both.
Exactly. And just like starting trend or whatever you want to call it on social media of like, let's just be real and authentic and like actually impact each other in a good way. Because social media is seen as so negative sometimes, but it's like can do so much good.
So it's like everything. I mean, water is everything on our planet, and if you drink too much of it, it kills you. It's like there's two edges of the sword. So, you know, what are you going to do with it? And I think you use the key word inspired, in spirit, inspiration. You get into that inspiration and you realize vulnerability is a superpower, and the amount of people, there may be some people say, oh my gosh, Rachel isn't posting what she did before, and this is no longer for me. That which is likened to itself is drawn. So you are going to attract all the things and people that really need the medicine that you have mm-hmm. to offer. And we all have our own unique version of that medicine yeah. mm-hmm. with our vibrational offering to the world. And for me, I made that decision. Same thing, you know, I had an Inc. 500 fastest growing private company in the US. And at that same time here, I'm being asked to call in. I had 100 plus employees. And I'm being asked to called in to be the CEO kind of. And I like handed it off to my partner because I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's great. And I'm ready to go do Positive Head and talk about, you know, all kinds of like weird stuff that I really am open to. And I'm not going to say it's all definitely happening or not, or I'm going to just share authentically my experiences and my beliefs. Mm. I'll explore other people who claim really, you know, fascinating, magical things that are outside of maybe something I've experienced. I'm not going to say it is or isn't true. Would it be any weirder than the fact that we're here at all? Not really. You know, I mean, the fact that we're here, we've just gotten really used to it. Like, how did we get here, right? It's all so magical and beautiful. So for me, that's worked. It's worked really, really well. I just kind of fearlessly went into it. And it's been a beautiful journey. So I applaud anyone because I totally get it. You know, it's like people expect you to show up a certain way. And the greatest offering we can give to the world is to show up as authentically and transparently as possible.
You put your finger on something really real because as a scientist, you know, there's so much pseudoscience and almost science mm-hmm. or maybe someday science in the spiritual community. And I love to say that there's literal truths and there's poetic truths. And sometimes science eventually explains poetic truths. But
I like that.
I've been afraid to be perceived as a pseudoscience person just by association. But I'm also a science communicator. And, you know, we don't actually change understanding by saying, oh, that's not real or that's not how that works. You know, you form human connections. We form connections with each other. And as somebody who studies consciousness and who studies the instrument or the receiver, perhaps, of consciousness in our human bodies, really, really just appreciating, for me as a scientist, there's a value in the humility of A, what we know and what we don't know, but B, allowing for different frameworks to be reconcilable even if we don't yet have the understanding of the structures that do that mm-hmm. yet. Mm-hmm. But allowing for the fact that an experience of something is something. Mm. And a phenomenon is something that is worth being characterized. And the phenomenon here... My thing with this is I really don't care if things are real synchronicities or not, because my conscious experience when I'm attending to synchronicities is one of more synchronicities. And I choose that. You know, I don't care. I call myself a neuroscientist with a fondness for magical thinking. I can hold a place. I can hold a place for skepticism in a part of my brain and understand, you know, where the actual evidence base does not actually, you know, speak to what we'd like it to be applied to, and to have the phenomenon and the experience of existing in these truths and choosing it for myself. And I don't think it's any different than choosing any other spiritual path or reality. And to whatever extent I can marry the two and be present in this community and be part of it. That was one of the things that came through with Leah is being in position for some of these collaborations, for some of these really cool experiments. You know, that's what I'm doing with CKLA, right? Create it. Now I can actually study people's brains and the networks in their brains that change when they have healing experiences. And I love to be a part of that, doing more of that with some of these spiritual experiences and looking at how brain networks reorganize themselves. So there's so much room for growth and knowledge, but
are we getting you
consciously?
When are we getting her own podcast?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Like, TED Talks coming on.
Time. Yeah. Yeah, you should do it.
We actually started with Seek Healing. we have it's like where we come to do the connection. I know you don't usually mind people plugging kind of their own things on things. It's at seekhealing.org and on iTunes and other things like that. If you look up Seek Healing, we also have a podcast where we just do the action of connecting.
I didn't know that.
Oh, cool.
You called
that
on me.
It just started. I don't even know if my episode's been published yet.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. You're one step ahead of what I'm sitting here thinking.
No, but I want to partner with Optimistic and Positive Head in the communities.
You're doing it right now.
I know. I'm so excited.
You're late to that party.
I love you guys so much.
Well, we've been at this for a little bit now. This is an enthusiastic group, as you can see, and we could probably go all day, but we're going to peel off and go spend my day together.
We can't go hiking because it's raining, so we're going to make a campfire.
We're going to do something different today. Yeah, campfire circle, I think.
We're also grateful for the rain because it's
I love
amazing.
It. I actually love
it's
the rain.
It's cloudy, Claudia.
It's cloudy out. So does anyone have anything that they feel compelled, as we're winding down here, to share that, you know, they think will be a benefit to the listeners, or that you want to get off your chest, or... I see Kristen over here.
Yeah, Kristen does. It's about what we were talking about earlier about being authentic. And I'm doing this thing where my brain isn't working again. This happens sometimes.
It's okay. We'll wait until it works. We've got all the time and eternity.
So what I noticed in my journey, my spiritual whatever this is, whatever you want to call it, is that a lot of times I really beat myself up for not showing up the way I think I'm supposed to. So not being vulnerable enough. You know, you were talking about how there's people that are maybe afraid to come here because they don't want to get to that intimate thing. And I had trouble getting there. And I forgive myself, accept that. And that's been... I know we use the word healing, but I also, to get there, had to also realize that where I'm at the moment is perfect, and there was nothing wrong with me, because I would make that old, that was, I had all that deep shame. I can't.
I should. I can't.
All of it. And it's taking time. And I mean, as long as I've been conditioned or in this strange world where I'm taught to people please, to be accepted, to survive, it's a lot to shed and to just be like okay with where you're at and just love yourself where you're at and not you know, just remember just the perfect little baby that you were born and
we're all perfectly imperfect. It's like every place on the journey is as valid as any other stopping off on the journey, because you can't... The next level doesn't make sense or have the impact if you didn't go through what you went through previously. So it's all as equally divine as any other part of the journey. Every moment is as equally divine as any other moment ever has been or could be. Mm-hmm. And once you start putting that lens on when you're looking at yourself, you can actually meet yourself the way your higher self meets you and the way Source meets you and sees you. And that is... You're divine, exactly as you are.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
If for my experience, my personal experience is, if I really, really lean into what we got to this week, talk about being high.
Yes!
I want to tell you, like, I have never
been... High on your own supply?
I am telling you, whatever we have in our brains floating around in there, I had some of that release and, like,
oxytocin was, and then Kefalins,
well, you
baby.
Saw, Brandon. Crazy. We all came out of there and I don't know.
Well, yeah.
It was, I was, like, on another... I was tripping.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. So we have everything we need within us to get to where we're supposed to be.
Your brain is the ultimate pharmacy.
We're supposed to be. Yeah. I think that higher level and that floating around being the little angels that we were born, we have it in us. So allow the others that have done it to guide you and show you the way. It's beautiful.
And fun.
Yeah, and fun. Lean into it.
And there's no hangover.
I just remember walking out of Damiana's session, and just, I'm like, am I even in my body? I just felt like I was floating, and like it just took some time to like come back to this vessel right here. And I just want to, I don't have anything like super profound to say, but I keep hearing it in my head and I keep swaying because I keep hearing this little song, and it's this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. And I think we all have it in us. And it's been beautiful to see everybody's light and like seeing it grow. And please share it. Share it with the world.
How beautiful. You're so sweet.
We're all so glowy this morning. We're all glowy.
So I took a picture.
Guys, there's been no party or anything.
Maybe you guys are roses too. Maybe we're maybe we're a half dozen of roses.
Like, all thorns are pretty fun sometimes. It's all just experience.
It's all just experience.
Polarities of experience.
Anyone else have anything they want to get off their chest?
Just definitely try to come here if you can. Do what you can. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I had someone earlier. I'm starting to get a few messages about, I think I'm going to have to cancel my retreat because of the coronavirus, you know. And, you know, and as I said to the person I responded to a little bit ago, it's like, totally understand. And I invite you to explore the idea of fear, you know, F-E-A-R. It can mean two things: forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Mm-hmm. And I
False evidence appearing real.
Or false evidence appearing real. And I don't, you know, I certainly don't have a crystal ball, which might surprise you. And if you see my desk in there, you might argue that I do. But you know, I do not believe that people coming into this container are coming here because the what's meant to happen in their divine unfoldment is to get horribly sick and die, right? I believe it's actually maybe some part of their old self will die, but I feel no fear around this thing personally. Not to say we don't need to be smart or and everyone needs to follow their own inner guidance, but
tons of soap for hand washing.
Yeah. Plenty of essential oil spray and things like that that kill bacteria. So I'd love to have you guys here through April. We're doing this, you know, really super inexpensive. I mean, you couldn't rent a place in Venice for $1,300 a month, much less, I mean, a week, much less, you know, have this whole experience and chef prepared meals, etc. So if you guys are interested in booking that, I think the airlines will pay you to fly now. So that works out. Calendly.com/mystic deal is where you can schedule a call. You can also see videos and other things about the retreats at optimistic.tv. Otherwise, with all of that being said, I'm super excited to birth the next phase with all of you. Be sure and look out for Optimistic. It's launching at 11:11 a.m. on Sunday, March 15th. You can go to YouTube or go to optimistic.tv. There's going to be a whole new website up in the next 24 hours that is going to have the show, episode one, and then they're going to come out weekly every Sunday. So thank you all for co-creating and helping me to birth this into reality. I couldn't do it without you. I love you all so much. Till next time, journey well, everyone. Oh, and one last thing I just thought of with you singing This Little Light of Mine, I wanted to play, I thought of this early on in our conversation and just remembering now, I want to leave you guys with a song as well. So Robbie, who has been here, artist named Gentle Sparrow.
Oh, yeah.
The Lighthouse song?
He played a song. He writes songs for people. He wrote a song for you, right, Kristen?
Kristen got one.
Got a song yesterday.
Claudia's getting one tomorrow.
Claudia's getting one. And he's incredible.
Amazing.
And he wrote a song for Samantha Lotus, who is, you know, on the show regularly, helping with Erica on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And she just went back to Canada because of visa-related things. So she's not here at the Mystic Manor. She's, you know, been here for many, many months. And so he wrote a song for her called Lighthouse just before she left. And this one goes out to you, Samantha Lotus. We all love you so, so much. Hope you guys enjoy this take from Gentle Sparrow. Till next time, journey well. And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor. Jagged rocks hidden underneath.
I'm building a lighthouse out of the planks of my boat, shining my light to guide everybody back home. Look up at the stars in the sky at night, there's no roof. The cold wind's blowing through. Baby, wrap your arms around me and keep me warm. I gotta keep this fire burning through the morn. Can you help me chop some wood? I got a few holes to patch. Can you help me paint the walls? I want it to last. Can you help me tend this fire? Shine the light when I get too tired. 'Cause I'm building a lighthouse out of the planks of my boat. Shining my light to guide everybody back home. Look up at the stars in the sky at night, there's no roof. Cold winds blowing through. So baby, wrap your arms around me and keep me warm. I gotta keep this fire burning till the morn. Ooh. Ships in the harbor in the morning light, guided home in the darkest night. Ships in the harbor in the middle of the night, guided home till the morning light. Cause we live in a lighthouse made from the planks of our boat. Shining a light to guide everybody back home. Hearts beat together, united in unity in one roof. Me and you. So baby, wrap your arms around me, keep me warm. We're gonna keep this fire burning till the morn. Gonna keep this fire burning till the morn. Ooh, ooh. We're gonna keep this fire burning till.